Next application is case number 11267, the application of Fahmy Smadri. I've butchered that one, I'm sure. It's located northwest of Route 24, Fleetown Road, 150 feet southwest of Route 214, being Covage Pond Road, also being east of Covage Way Subdivision Street, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 230, map 13, parcel 166.02. Requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for storage and security for a period of 5 years. Gentlemen, this application was reviewed in the 2004 as a special use exception and for the same purpose.
Okay, sir, you need to go up there and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
I'm Ismail. 20639 Fleetown Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Can you explain to the board your request for this manufactured home structure? And it's for storage and security?
Right? Yes, sir.
You have a business?
Yes.
Okay, could you explain to us then?
I have a problem when in the business will tell me a lot of breaking in. Mm-hmm. And due to my financial status, that I have trouble to like to hire security or whatever. Mm-hmm. I see the best way is to put the trailer home there, so it could save me a lot of money and be around the store all the time.
Okay, now you have you
probably my English is not too
well. I'll work with you. Now you say you've had
this problem, yeah.
You've had break-ins.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Have you reported this to the police?
Yes.
Do you have anything? Did you have anything with you tonight to support that? Any police reports or anything? Have they wrote up any?
No, I did not bring any document. But if that's required, I will bring it.
Okay, but you have had, but you have had police there, and you have reported it. You're
yes.
saying.
Yes.
Okay. So who's gonna be in this structure for security? Is someone gonna be in there, staying in it?
Yes, me.
You're gonna stay in.
Yeah.
It, right at your business.
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with Mr. Rickards.
Your original placement of your home was without a permit. Do you have a permit for it now? Placement what? Permit?
A permit?
Yes.
When I applied for the permit,
he's asking if you have a placement permit for the manufactured home that's on the premise. Do you have a permit for it, similar to a building permit, but it's called a placement permit?
Because you didn't have it in 2004. And when you were informed that you didn't have a permit, okay, and you placed the home without a permit, did you correct that? And did you go get a permit?
When I put the place there at 204, mm-hmm. yes. I applied for a permit.
Did you get one? That's what he's asking you, sir. When you placed that mobile home there, okay,
uh-huh.
did you come in fact, get a permit for it? Did you apply for a permit?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Did you receive one?
No.
So you do not have
one? I came here to this...
You came here to the board, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, and I did not explain my case correctly over there. They just told me denied.
Is this?
Somebody came in there and put a yellow sign there when I paid the fees.
Right.
Somebody came there and put the yellow sign there, and then I came here. I came here, and they told They told me denied.
You came here, but his question is, did you apply for a permit in the office for your structure or for your mobile home to be there? You applied back for a 14 by 70 and now for a mobile home for your business, correct?
Yes.
You placed that mobile home there?
Yes.
It required a permit to place it there. Do you, in fact, have a permit at this time for your mobile home that is there on your business?
No, I did not.
You don't have one now?
Okay.
No, but I will apply for
it. Trying to ask, I know you applied for it, but that's what Mr. Rickards is asking you. Did you applied for it, but did you get it, and do you have it now? So you're saying that you do not have one. Is that correct?
No, I don't.
For that mobile home structure. Okay, that was his question, sir.
No.
I'm trying to help you. So yes. Then you came here to us.
Yes.
Because they came out and they put a sign. That was for the hearing for you to come here. So you were denied here back in 2004.
Yes.
Because you did not present enough evidence for that why you needed the trailer for security.
I could not explain my just.
Right. So I'm just trying. I'm going back quite a few years. So I'm trying to help both of us out. So this here being denied was different than you having the permit. They're two different issues. So that you do you understand?
I have to apply for a permit now or.
Well, no. Well, your case here tonight is for you to have this mobile home there for security and storage. That's what you're here for right now first, okay? But, yes, you will need the permit for it to be there, and you should have had a permit back then when you put it there.
Well, back then, I don't know. When I bought the trailer home,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have no clues how to go according to the laws. And I just moved it there. When they came and told me, I moved it.
You moved it?
Yeah.
So it's not there now?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay, that, all
got
right.
Somewhere there.
Now I'm getting there. All right, so I better understand. So it's not. You do not have a trailer there now?
When they denied back in 2004.
Right.
And I didn't have no permit, so I took it off the property.
Okay,
now I understand. Okay. So now you're applying to move this back on your property for storage and security.
Yes. Same trailer?
Same trailer?
Yes.
The same 14 by 70 trailer back then?
Yes.
Okay. I better understand it now.
What's different?
Sorry about
what's,
that.
What's different this time than before?
What's different?
Mm-hmm.
Same reason. Also, I'm struggling with my bills, things change.
And what has changed, sir, in your business since then to
business
now?
Business slowed down.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have cannot cover my expenses,
What type of business is that?
It's a grocery business.
I noticed in the finding of facts from 2004, it says that your store has an alarm system in it.
Yes.
Okay. And it still has an alarm system?
Yes.
Okay. So what further measures of security? I mean, I don't understand. If you have an alarm system, why do you need further measures of security?
Well, they keep breaking in. And but 6 months ago, they shot at me, too. And I don't know what it is. I don't want to accuse nobody, but when it comes to the police, they're not pay proper attention to my...
Not responsive?
I don't want to accuse nobody, but when it comes to my case...
You don't feel they're responsive enough?
Yes. They didn't.
Let me ask you this. The last time the board in 2004 denied your request, they made a decision. I wasn't on the board. That's the reason I'm saying they made a decision that it adversely affected the neighborhood. Now, what that means adversely means did it your neighbors object to you putting there a mobile home or Can you explain that part of it? You know what I mean by adversely?
Which is Mr. King's daughter. I don't know why she object to it. This is in my, the trailer is in my property, not in her property. Also, because I think because I was renting the house from her, she didn't want me to move so I could still pay her rent. I think that's why she objected to it. There is no other reason, you know,
ask some questions of the applicant? I've got a lot here that I'd kind of like to flush out, if you may.
Sure. Charlie, do you have any questions, Mr. Wortman?
Not right now.
Not right now? Okay, you go ahead, then I'll come back to Mr. Wortman.
Mr. Smadi.
Yes, sir.
Your grocery business, where is that business located at right now in relation to this property?
Well, it's in Lincoln.
No, where is it? Is your grocery business located on the same property,
yes,
or is it elsewhere?
Okay. No, it's the same property.
So you're looking to add this mobile home onto the same property for storage purposes?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not planning on using it as a place where customers could come in and purchase things?
No, no.
Okay. So it's just a place for you to put your merchandise and whatnot when it's not being sold?
It's not for public
and
use.
And you also plan to live in this?
Yes. Space.
Are you currently living on the property?
No.
Can you explain to me what is on the property right now?
Just the store.
Just the store?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a two-story building? Is it a
one-story? Yes.
Do you have a parking lot?
Yes.
Or do you have, is your property on well water or is it a sewer connection?
Well water. No, there is no sewer in Lincoln.
Okay. So I assume you have a septic system as well? And this mobile home that you're proposing to put on the property would also have a septic system and well?
Yes.
Would you be connecting to the same ones?
Yes.
Okay. Where is the mobile home currently?
It's in a trailer park.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not been on the property since the 2004, is that right?
No. So when they denied the case, I moved there. Okay. I don't want to be in violation.
In relation to where the store is this mobile home going to be behind the store?
Yes.
Is it going to be in any way connected to the store?
Connect, no.
So you're not going to have a way to get from the store to the mobile home without going outside?
You'd have to go outside to go from one to the other.
Yeah, I have to leave the trailer to go to the store. It's not going to be connected together, no.
Now, how far away do you live from this site?
About 5 blocks.
So it's your position that by putting the mobile home on the property, you would be able to better protect your business?
Yes.
What's the neighborhood look like? What's around you?
Trailer parks, like about 3 or 4 of them around, and new houses development.
How big is the lot?
Two-thirds of an acre.
Now how big is the grocery store on the property right now?
How big?
Yeah, how many square feet?
It's like 18 by 70 feet, yeah.
Now, this mobile home that you're planning on putting on the property, what year is that mobile home?
I think it's 92.
92?
Yes.
I note on your findings from the previous hearing, it said I believe it was a 1984 model.
Is it 1884?
That's what it said in the previous findings of fact. I And you'd indicated it's the same mobile home, so.
Yeah.
Is it in good condition?
Yes.
Do you have a photo of it for us?
No, but I will provide you with one if you want.
All right. How far away would the mobile home be from your property line? Have you looked at where you're going to place it on the property?
Yes.
Okay. How far away from the property line would it be?
You mean from my neighbor?
Yes.
It'd be like 10 to 15 feet from each, 10 to 15 feet.
Is there a way you're going to be able to, can you get the mobile home back there without going onto your neighbor's property?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any questions right now, Mr. Chairman, but okay. If I think of something, I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Wortman, did you have any questions?
You don't have any pictures of it?
No.
But it's a 1984 instead of a 1992, right?
When I bought it back in 2004, I thought he told me 1992, but if the paper saying 1884, it must be 84.
Where were you keeping the trailer at?
Huh?
Where were you keeping the trailer at?
Where I'm keeping the trailer at?
Yeah.
It's in the trailer park, in Cedar Village Trailer Park.
So you're living in it now?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to take that trailer out of a trailer park and put it there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
living in that trailer right now?
Yes.
It's right next to the store that's that park right there, Cedar Neck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was living in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. So Cedar Village.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No other questions.
Okay. You have no further questions, Mr. Richard?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Miller, do you have any further questions?
Yes. This, if we're to approve this, the maximum time would be 5 years.
Yeah.
What plans do you have between now and the next 5 years to remove it and improve your situation?
Hopefully things get better. And
well, I didn't ask you what you were hoping for. I asked you what plans you have to, that day is going to come where you have to remove it if we approve it. And so, you know,
in 5 years?
Yeah, so what plans have you made or are you considering when that day comes? Because, I mean, the maximum we can approve it is 5 years.
Yes.
We could approve it for just a year or 2 years if you tell us that you have a plan for the future.
Well, my plan is I'm going to put this property for sale. Hopefully, if I sell it, when I move out of there completely, you know, I'll take it out.
I see.
That's the only plan because... If you have a plan, you have something to count. You have to have some money to count on. But when you have no money, there is no plan. Unless something came up or thing changed. Or
okay. All right. Thank you.
What is it?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, question I got, is there any difference from what was the first time? It was threat, theft. First time too, right?
Right.
So is there any difference bringing the case to us now or not?
Well, it's just a year's time that he has to wait if there's no difference. Isn't that correct, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Waited 5.
He could apply every year.
Yeah. He's actually waited 9.
Yeah.
Before he tried.
Years to come back to us.
Oh, okay.
Just basically to go with the businesses down and stuff, to go from there, from where he's at to here is the only thing.
Okay.
You know, different at that time, he wasn't living in because he moved in that park right next to it.
Right.
So he would be bored. So it's just in the area, and it's, you know, slowed down. And that's basically all he's doing, just to be there closer with. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there, I'm sorry.
What?
Did you have anyone?
Thought you had something.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
You answered that.
He answered it? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,267 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,267 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,267 is taken under advisement. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
How long that decision like?
Sir, that's hard to tell.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said you could stay if you would like. I can't really tell you that, sir. Okay?
All right, it's not to approve or deny.
Well, it'll come back up for discussion at the end of when we get done with the regular business. So, all right, sir.
But there won't be any new testimony or anything else on this matter, though.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Next case is...